What if the hardest part of having a baby isn't birth itself, but what comes after? While we obsess over birth plans and nursery colors, we remain dangerously unprepared for the seismic shift that follows delivery. The fourth trimester, those critical first 3 months postpartum, demands as much care as pregnancy itself, yet our culture treats it like an afterthought. Women are expected to bounce back within weeks, returning to work and pre-baby routines as if nothing extraordinary happened. This collective amnesia has real consequences. Postpartum depression affects up to 1 in 5 mothers, while countless others silently struggle with physical injuries, hormonal chaos, and profound identity shifts that nobody warned them about. Across traditional cultures worldwide, the postpartum period has always been recognized as sacred, a liminal time when new mothers receive specialized care from experienced women. In Malaysia, new mothers receive daily massage for 40 days. In Latin America, the cuarentena protects mothers from cold, stress, and household duties for 6 weeks. Chinese tradition emphasizes sitting the month with warming foods and complete rest. Modern Western culture has abandoned this wisdom entirely, replacing communal care with individual struggle and leaving women isolated with Google as their primary support system. Yet this period represents permanent transformation. You cannot return to who you were before. A new woman has been born alongside your baby. The truth is simpler and more radical than we've been told. New mothers need mothering too. Most women spend 9 months preparing for birth, but zero time preparing for what follows. During pregnancy, practice honoring your body's rhythms by taking breaks every 90 to 120 minutes rather than pushing through fatigue. This skill becomes essential during labor. Fully focusing during contractions and completely relaxing between them creates the most efficient birth process. Postpartum naturally invites a slower pace where days crawl while weeks fly by in a blur of nursing and minimal accomplishment. This transition requires embracing interdependence. Practice asking for help before birth to build this crucial postpartum skill. A comprehensive plan addresses who will visit when, how meals will be organized, what brings you joy, and how your relationship will navigate this shift. Research shows an average 67% decline in marital satisfaction during the first 3 years of parenthood. Simple daily rituals matter more than occasional date nights. Greeting each other when coming and going, connecting before sleep and upon waking, dedicating just 3 to 5 minutes daily for loving connection through eye gazing, gentle touch, or meaningful conversation. These small acts prevent resentment from calcifying into permanent distance. While doctors advise pregnant women to keep doing what you're doing, this overlooks fundamental changes. The hormone relaxin softens all joints, creating instability that high-impact activities can exacerbate. Combined baby weight with additional weight or bouncing can overwhelm the pelvic floor, potentially causing long-term issues. Birth requires significant recovery. The uterus stretches to 5 times its normal size, and cesareans put through multiple tissue layers. Midwives recommend 15 days of rest, 5 days in bed, 5 days on the bed, 5 days around the bed. Over 80% of women develop pelvic scar tissue from tears, stitches, or other interventions. Untended scars can affect circulation, organ placement, and posture. Incontinence, while common after childbirth, isn't normal if it persists. About half the time, it results from overly tight muscles, not weak ones, making traditional exercises ineffective. The typical 6-week postpartum visit often overlooks hemorrhoids, structural pain, incontinence, prolapse, and emotional distress. Most obstetricians aren't trained in pelvic floor health, so women must advocate for comprehensive care addressing biomechanics, biochemistry, emotions, and scar tissue. The mother-baby concept recognizes that mother and infant function as a single unit after birth, physically, energetically, and spiritually interdependent. Their nervous systems signal each other's safety or stress levels, making skin-to-skin contact and minimal separation essential. Dramatic hormonal shifts create normal yet rarely discussed emotional fluctuations. The first 48 hours bring an exhilarating high, followed by baby blues as endorphins fade. Estrogen and progesterone plummet to menopausal levels, while the body recalibrates for breastfeeding, a process lasting months. Sex hormones facilitate healing and bonding, while stress hormones provide energy but can block nurturing hormones. Some cortisol aids milk production, but excess contributes to anxiety and blocks oxytocin's role in pleasurable breastfeeding. Request a full blood panel at your 6-week checkup. 1 in 12 women develop postpartum thyroid issues. An underactive thyroid or adrenal glands can mimic depression symptoms. Proper testing is crucial before considering medications. Chinese medicine and Ayurveda recognize postpartum as a woman's most significant life transition, sharing core principles: harmonious environments, good company, nutrient-rich whole foods, and mother warming. Classical Chinese medicine views this period as vulnerable. Improper care entrenches health problems, while proper care resolves past issues. Birth creates deficiency through blood and fluid loss. Since modern lifestyles involve fast pace, dryness, and heat, many women arrive depleted. Rebuilding requires warming foods: beef, chicken, eggs, black sesame seeds, dates, cooked greens, and nourishing soups. Ayurveda emphasizes that wellness depends on digesting everything: food, emotions, experiences. All postpartum women face imbalance characterized by cold and dryness, requiring warmth, oils, and moisture. Oil massage is essential in Indian and Nepalese traditions, restoring the nervous system and removing pregnancy toxins. Belly wrapping supports healing by protecting energy channels, improving posture, and helping pelvic ligaments recover. The Malaysian Bangkung tradition wraps long cloth from hips upward in overlapping layers. One program training caregivers in these practices reported 0 depression cases among 35 participants, compared to the typical 1 in 7 rate, powerful evidence for ancient approaches honoring the body's need for warmth, rest, nourishment, and loving touch. The postpartum period offers an opportunity to create deeper connections, sexually, emotionally, and spiritually, though everything will be different than before. In a culture that positions maternal and sexual as opposites, refusing this internal division is radical. Many women describe feeling like virgins when returning to sex after birth. A new woman has been born with a transformed body and potentially different needs and desires. Women need 35 to 45 minutes to become fully aroused. Most women have never experienced full arousal because penetration often happens too soon. After birth, our bodies demand proper arousal, nature's nudge toward deeper sexual exploration. Many postpartum women say they have low libido, but are often open to connection. They just don't want what's being offered. Rather than seeing intimacy as something we owe or give away, identify what it can give you. What if sex could recharge rather than drain you? Beyond sexuality, finding your authentic mothering voice requires developing a reliable inner compass. Pediatrician D.W. Winnicott's concept of the good enough mother offers liberation from perfectionism. After working with thousands of mothers and children, he found that children don't need perfect mothers. They need real ones who model permission to fail, apologize, and experiment. Rather than avoiding mistakes, focus on thoughtful repairs that build security. The fourth trimester represents both a personal journey and a cultural revolution. With proper rest, nourishment, and support, women can emerge from birth thriving, physically healed, emotionally balanced, and confidently embracing motherhood. This journey isn't linear. It dips and rises. Sharing your experiences creates the open dialogue needed so fewer women feel alone. Motherhood requires sisterhood and witnesses. Finding your council of wise women helps illuminate the ordinary nature of seemingly weighty choices. We stand at a cultural crossroads where we can move toward genuine community and interdependence, honoring women's bodies, cycles, and embodiment rather than pushing us to do it all. We can reclaim forgotten traditions while creating new rituals that honor the profound transformation of becoming a mother. This isn't just about individual healing, it's about transforming how we view motherhood itself, recognizing care work as essential rather than invisible, and building a more compassionate society. Your recovery matters. Your transformation matters. You matter, not just as a vessel for new life, but as a woman becoming someone entirely new.